So even though my day today, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, just arriving in Eretz Yisrael, and it would be a very, very busy day, I decided I had to wait till now to record the 5 minute varetz. Because the entire Ketores Eretz Yisrael, the Avir, the Ara, the Kedusha, the Eretz Yisrael will take the Torah to a whole nother level, and hopefully everyone will makabel the Torah in a different way. Go straight to our neshama, straight to our lev. We'll keep it with us always. We have to talk about a lot. We have to talk about Parshas Hazino. We have to talk about Tshuva. We have to talk about Yom Kippur. You open up first pasuk of Parshas Hazino. Hazino Hashemayim Vadabero. Yisishma Aretim Rifi. And Rashi already and all the Mepharshim want to understand what's going on here. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu talking to the heaven and earth? Why is he bringing them into the picture when he's talking about his final words to Klal Yisrael, to makabel Torah mitzvahs, to keep Torah mitzvahs, to live a life of bracha, to live a life of simcha, to take a chrayas, to take the responsibility of being an Eved Hashem? Why is he bringing Shemayim V'aretz into the picture? So famously, Rashi begins by saying, we need Edim, we need those who could testify to the fact that we are makabel Torah mitzvahs, and that we deserve schar, we deserve reward when we keep Torah mitzvahs, that we have consequences to our actions when we don't live up to who we're supposed to be. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm not going to be here forever, but Shemayim V'aretz will be. They'll be the Edim. They'll be those who could testify that we have a chrayas, we have a responsibility to keep Torah mitzvahs. But Rashi continues. Rashi says, not only will they be Edim, but Shemayim V'aretz, mamish, are the ones that will fulfill the Tzchar V'Oinish, will fulfill the consequences of living up to being an Eved Hashem. If we keep Torah mitzvahs properly, then we're going to be Zoicha, that the Aretz, the land, will bring forth Bracha, will give us Parnasa, will take care of us in the ways that we all need, and all the ways that we all hope for, to live a life of Simcha and Bracha, and have all our physical needs in life, all our materialistic needs in life. And Shemayim, the heaven as well, will bring the proper amount of rain, the proper amount of dew, to ensure that the land could give us the fruits and all that we need to live a life of simcha and a life of bracha. So not only is the Shemayim V'aretz the Edim that we will keep Torah mitzvahs, but they're in a guarantee, they're going to give us all that we deserve when we keep Torah mitzvahs. And it's a tremendous yesod. A tremendous yisod to know. Sometimes we think that our avodas Hashem, our ruchnius, and our gashmius are two different worlds. Of course, I have to learn, I have to daven, I have to do chesed, I have to do all that I can. Then I also have to put my ishtadlus into parnasa and earn a living. And no two will meet. But the MS is, it's not true. The MS is, it's not true. They're taloi zeh bezeh. They're dependent on each other. They're dependent on each other, and the truth is, our gashmias is dependent on our ruchnias. When we live up to who we're supposed to be, as a ben Torah, as an Eved Hashem, as a bas Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of us in the most beautiful of ways. And it's all dependent on each other, and we have to believe that our ruchnias has a very big effect on our gashmias. Of course, schar mitzvahs v'ah malecha, the ultimate reward is the next world. But there are consequences of our actions in this world. When we enter, we're in Esar Shemei Tshuva, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim, we're davening for a year of bracha, a year of simcha, a year of parnasa, a year of gezunt. Realize that our maizim, our ruchnias, has an effect on that in a very, very real way. In the first Rashi of this parasha, the first pasuk of this parasha, it's coming to me mechazik that during Esar Shemei Tshuva. The truth is, we can see this as well. We have to have this amunah, this understanding that it's all from Hashem, and therefore it's all from Hashem. Our ruchnias, our Avodas Hashem, has an effect on it. Where do we see this? Even, you know, we could tell a lot about a day in the way that we prepare for the day, the way that we get ready for the day. How do we get ready for Yom Kippur? This very enjoyable mitzvah, yet a little bit of a strange mitzvah. A mitzvah to eat. Erev Yom Kippur, a mitzvah to eat. All day a mitzvah to eat. And there are many explanations, some that we understand more on a more practical level. But Rav Moshe Wolfson in Emunas Yitachas has an incredible idea. We know that our mezonos, we know that our sustenance is determined right now, this time of the year, on Rosh Hashanah. It determines the entire year. And the Igret, the Pirkei, says because we have a Seish Me'etshuva, it's really on Yom Kippur. From Yom Kippur to Yom Kippur is determined what our Parnassah is going to be like. So therefore, we have a certain amount of Parnassah. It's determined from last Yom Kippur to this Yom Kippur. And it's incumbent upon all us, therefore, to not use up too much early on in the game. Because we only have a certain amount of Parnassah. And if we go all out and we live a life of luxury early in the year, we're going to have nothing left for the rest of the year. It's a determined amount. The last day of the year before Yom Kippur, we go all out and we eat and we eat and eat because we believe so wholeheartedly that it's all being determined year to year. So now at this point, we can eat and eat and eat. We're not afraid that we need to have leftover because there's going to be a new din, a new judgment that's coming. And therefore, the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur is a testament to our emunah that all comes from Hashem, that Hashem's determining everything, that we believe these days are so crucial, these days are so important, these days are the days where Hashem is determining our future. But we see from Rashi, how are we going to be zoche to that? Through our maisim, through our ruchnias, it's taloi zeh bezeh, through our learning, through our davening, through our chesed, let's realize that's what's most important, that's our life, through that we'll be zoche the year of parnasa, year of shefa, year of bracha, that's to come from the amunah that is all from Hashem. It's a moon of all Hashem, but he takes into account our ma'isim, our chesed, our Torah, our tefillah. Through that, we'll all be zoicha. To gemar chesim etoiva, a year of simcha, a year of bracha. A good Shabbos kodesh from Yerushalayim, Eir Kodesh. I say right now, actually, from Ben Gurion Airport, I literally just arrived and had to share Torah and Eretz Yisrael immediately. We'll be zoicha to all be here together with Yis Mashiach, Gula Shleima, Meherub Yemenu, gemar chesim etoiva, simcha and bracha. We'll have everyone in mind in the tefillas, Yerushalayim, Eir Kodesh, Yom Kippur. Hopefully, you'll all be here with me together. Be'ez Hashem, Yisbarach. Have a heilig and beautiful Shabbos Kodesh, full simcha and bracha. Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos.